This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Summit. This is Dylan.
And your girl, Isabel.
We have her back for an OG episode.
Hi.
We gave you all one at the beginning of the month. We're going to try to get one out the end of the month here. And then I think the next episode...
We're just struggling through.
Yeah, honestly.
Let's just not... We'll just get right into it.
Yeah,
we're just going to get right into it.
Honestly, it's been a whirlwind of life.
A lot of life happening, like, holy crap.
As you guys know, in the last episode, I was lit as fuck.
I didn't even listen. I purposely didn't listen to it, because I was kind of, I don't even know how bad I sounded. I need to go back and listen to it.
I did wait a couple days to go back and listen to it. I did listen back to it again.
Was I that bad?
Okay. No,
I was
fine.
Okay.
I was really bad at the beginning. I was like, oh my fucking god, dog. So we're getting into anime. Off rip, we have a Yu Hakusho remake announcement for the end of next year. What do you think? Are you excited for that?
We don't have a studio announced yet. I'm so protective of Yusuke and Keiko and all of my loves, and I don't want them to fuck it up.
If it's just a straight up HD remaster.
Oh, you're talking. I thought you were talking about live action. I'm sorry.
Live action comes out like this week on Netflix.
I'm scared about that. All right, the HD remake, that's fine. I'm completely fine with that.
We'll talk about that on the next episode. Live action Yu Hakusho.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that.
It honestly shouldn't be that hard of one to do, a live action.
I don't know.
It really should not be that hard of one.
I'm putting it out there.
You got to make sure Yu Hakusho got to be cool as fuck, though. You can't be giving it Harold and Kumar despite Steve vibes.
I don't know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
We need a cool ass motherfucker to be used to.
Cowboy Bebop was such a fucking letdown. Like, I didn't even watch it. I watched a little bit of the first episode. I knew it was, I don't know. Anyway.
I have faith, though.
So then I'm fine with the HD remake, but we'll see what happens with that. So, yeah.
We have big One Piece news. It was announced that our boy, our god, sun god Nika, Luffy, is going to be in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Yep.
As a big-ass fucking balloon.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. The only other anime character to do it so far was Goku.
Goku, that was literally it. Because I would watch Didn't we watch the
I used to watch them all
year?
The time. We did watch it one year.
Yeah, we did watch it one year. Yeah.
Now we're going to do it again now that we got Anaya. Definitely going to be doing
it again. I'm not waking up super early. I don't know about that.
We live in the future. We can just pull it up whenever the fuck I want on YouTube.
Hopefully.
But yeah, so I'm so fucking hyped that you already know I'm going to be supporting my boy Luffy. So I'm going to give him my view. Show him that I'm here for the Straw Hats showing out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was.
That's before, awesome! Before Isn't that
Naruto?
Crazy?
Naruto, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have your own float?
Yeah, like, you have your own float dog in the Macy Day Parade.
I don't know. And is it as cute as Luffy's?
Off of just the one live action series. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not even because the anime's been out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The anime's been out here fucking shit up.
Yeah,
they saw
that's
one.
They have to
they got one.
Like,
they got
all right,
eight
we got
episodes,
it. We
and they're like. Is One Piece gonna be, like, all the white people are like, is One Piece gonna be in the Macy's Day Parade? Because that Netflix show was amazing.
An executive probably saw and they were like, yo, why is this shit not in our parade?
I literally had dudes at work who are like, Rule 10, you know what I'm saying? You guys about to execute Rule 10? Like, you real hard fuckface, like, Trump supporters who are like, you see that One Piece show on Netflix?
Yeah.
Like, literally, and I'm like, dog, Luffy would not fuck with you, first of all. But yeah, of course I saw that shit.
bringing everybody together.
Yeah, but
right?
I was like, Luffy. It was literally even being like Trump supporters were like, who is this Luffy character?
Hey, I'd like, be fine. Damn. How about they all switch to the other side and they start sporting the fucking One Piece side, flag though. Once they realize how that other flag ain't worthy compared to the Straw Hat flag? Yeah. All right, I'll feel better. Maybe the world is, you, Luffy is actually fixing our world. Isn't that crazy?
Whenever we do get a house, I'm definitely getting a flagpole with a goddamn Straw Hat.
Of course.
Flag.
Is that even a question?
Yeah.
It's up in our apartment right now.
I know. We should get one for Alan. Once in a while. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, I have a framed card, Certified Straw Hats. We also have another crazy thing happening. I don't know if you knew about this.
What?
Well, you did just read my notes. So, Studio Eclipse is doing Berserk. And okay. 2D, they even announced with the announcement,
I heard
they
about
said
that. No, I didn't
2D.
I
didn't
hear of this. Yeah,
none of that CGI trash.
Shit. Yeah,
2D. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so I'm fucking hyped to get a Berserk. What
yeah,
we need
an
honored
ago.
Berserk
yeah.
2D HD anime.
So is that because the original anime that was like animated, not 3D? Like I'm talking about all the other ones, were they just not that
they just didn't go
so
that
they
far.
Just didn't, oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like they did it up to a certain point in the OG like animation style in the 90s style, and then they tried to pick the story back up again from like a little bit with Griffith and stuff, and then continue where the anime had stopped before, past that to where the manga was at now in 3D animation, and it was fucking hard.
So they switched up the animation. Ugh,
yeah, well, okay. Yeah, because that was literally like right when 3D was like starting to like everyone was trying to use it.
Right.
And they just picked the wrong motherfucking one. Yeah. And everyone was like, this is trash. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And then now we're getting a 2D remake again that it deserves.
Thank God. So, and Yu Hakusho.
So we might get Yu Hakusho and...
Yeah, Yu Hakusho and...
And Hunter next July?
Oh my God. That's
next year's anime is going to be crazy.
Let's not even talk about it. Oh my God.
I can't wait. It's going to be fucking wild.
Thank God. I've been struggling to find something to watch. I need something to come back each week. I like remember the days where we would have like 4 anime to watch. We got to catch up on this. And some of them were a little struggle to get through, but like... We just had options, but now that we're caught up with One Piece, we're almost caught up with One Piece.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, there's nothing else to watch. It's all like just fucking.
Well,
no,
we got to get caught up on Jujutsu Kaisen. We're lacking on Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen.
For real.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, we're caught up on everything else. Yeah. I'm starting to put together a little list for our award show at the end of the year that we're going to host.
Oh, lit. Okay, lit.
So I'm doing 5 of each category. I'm gonna have a Discord vote, but obviously we're gonna have the final say because sometimes y'all are dumb as fuck. So yeah,
oh my God.
Love you guys in there, but
did we do one last year? Right?
No, we didn't. Oh, that was why, because we were so pissed last year, and then we're like we're doing one at the end of this fucking year when we did the Crunchyroll
last year. Was fucking
this year.
Yeah,
it was
we were like you know what?
Dumb.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, I hear her. She's upset. Unfortunately, though, we do have bad news for Zom 100. They are on an indefinite hiatus after, I think, like 8 episodes. Great fucking episodes. Honestly, I love the anime so much. I fuck with Akira so much as a main character. Real unfortunate that they're just studios just having problems. I wish it wouldn't have gone on hiatus. Like, even if they just even dropped back to 1 episode a month, I know it's a really small studio. And it's just because, like, of how harsh the work conditions are overall in fucking animation studios now. Like, you hear about MAPPA. They're getting called out right now because they're trying to force NDAs on all their Jujutsu
employees?
Kaisen staff. Yeah, employees from the Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah,
so hard.
Just working the fucking shit out of them.
Wow.
And then people start complaining.
There's
and they're like, hey, stop complaining.
Let's be honest for a
NDAs.
Minute. I think, isn't there, like, population, like, the lowest birth rate in, like, the whole world or some shit? So,
yeah.
Like, they're just, if you think about it, like, there's just.
Oh,
yeah, you say it.
Dotsy.
They just, yeah, they're not thinking that, like, there's not that many people who actually want to, like, do this type of stuff. I don't know. Like, there's not enough staff to put, I've thought the same shit, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I want to see them come back. I hope they come back before the end of the year. Even if it's just to finish up, it's 4 episodes left. They just finish up the first little bit. And then even if you just call it at that, you know what I mean? That's the only anime that a little studio puts out, then, like, it was worth it. You know, I mean, we already bought the first 10 books of the manga. So we're pretty set on that. No, of Zom 100.
Oh, Zom 100.
Yeah, we have the first 10 of the manga, so I'm definitely gonna be picking up Arena here soon.
That's so crazy.
That's what I should do today. It's so nice out.
NDAs, what?
Yeah, the NDAs.
That's just so wild to me.
That's Blizzard shit.
Guys, fuck yeah.
Blizzard EA shit.
Yep.
Speaking of manga, we got lucky as fuck, and one of Isabel's friends at work, her daughter, sold us
straight up
half of A Comic Got Killed, like the ending half, like what was like 8 or 9 books for 40 bucks.
Yep.
Absolute fucking steal. So shout out to her.
Yes. Thank you for the manga.
They will be well taken care of, Oz. But we're only missing 2 books out of the 15 for the wave of the whole Akame.
Right? Series. Only 2 of them. That's not bad. So like we got the last book, right?
Yeah. Also want to give a shout out to Jay Kwan.
Shout out. Thank you.
He hooked us the fuck up with the Pokemon 151. Yep. Yeah. And I was giving him a shout out too. She loves Jay Kwan. We were doing that fucking Mario Kart tournament. She was trying to steal this fucking controller and shit, trying to help me out. She's trying to distract him on the Mario Kart races. I still got third place, but
she's real close to walking.
Drunk's broken at fucking Mario Kart.
Hell yeah.
That's his shit.
You were not that good at Mario.
No, I'm excited
for this Sunday. We're going to just have to.
Yeah, we're going to have mad games. We have a Halloween party coming up. I'm going to be Luffy. Anaya's going to be a bunch of different things. Yeah,
and Luffy.
Yeah, the pictures will be on Instagram if you want to see them. They'll be definitely on Instagram. Are you excited to dress up? Crazy. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck. She's looking at Charmander right now on my desk, I think. A little Charmander.
No, I need to get that Coke or...
So, shout out Jaquan. He got us the Pokemon UPC, the fucking 16 packs and that bitch. We've been working on grinding down the Pokemon 151 set.
Say thank you.
So, if anyone has extra Pokemon 151, hit your boy up, because I'm collecting them. I'm trying to finish the master set for it, because... It's a good ass set.
It is a cute set.
We're 75% done the set.
Hell yeah.
So we're missing like 50 cards total.
Love it.
Girly girl. Yeah, it's such a nice set. And we're almost done finally to the original base set, jungle set, fossil set, like for the first 151.
All
the
original
artwork. See, we're only missing 2 cards. Ditto.
And are you trying to look at lots for them or bids for them?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a low, but I'm trying to get a, because I want to get like the nice version, like a holo Ditto. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's like mint condition, if it's lightly played or whatever, that's fine. I'll give a fuck. But yeah, like I want to get a lightly played holo Ditto for, I want $9 or less.
Hell yeah.
And it's like a $35 card. Yeah, so. I've gotten close. I've gotten real close. So I definitely can get it. I know I can get it. $9.
You always try to get a good deal for it. So,
and then, what's the other one I'm missing? Oh, Blastoise. Which that one, I think I'm just gonna do a Celebrations Blastoise.
Okay.
With the stamp, the 25th anniversary stamp on it, because that's like a $7 card. But if I try to get the original, even the original one, lightly played, is like $130. Yeah. So I'm not gonna get that one. And I have the Evolutions Holo Charizard in there because I'm not getting a fucking base set Charizard Holo. I'm not spending $150 on that card.
Right.
So there's going to be 2 that technically aren't, but it's the same artwork.
Right. So it's
but they're technically not the base set. But everything else is original, vintage.
Vintage.
Most of them first edition.
Right.
If there isn't a Holo version, and I have a Holo version of everything, but the Gengar is the only one I'm missing. I even have the Holo Dragonair. Or the Holo Dragonite.
Yes, some awesome ones that.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. So nostalgic just seeing those.
No, hold on to those for a minute.
Forever. Those ones probably are never leaving, honestly.
They'll go to Anaya.
Yeah, they'll go into treasure when I die and I put the one piece out there and you guys will have to hunt it down. That's where it'll be.
His entire Pokemon card, all the collection, just like a whole.
You all better start practicing your ship navigation and shit like that right now. Video game test, Guitar Hero. I'm gonna have a Guitar Hero competition for the first test at my funeral.
Oh my god, he's like, I know it's later.
Top 8 of the Guitar Hero tournament, get the fucking map. But yeah, so appreciate that, bro. Show wise, that's pretty much all the anime shit because we've been honestly slacking on anime, but there's a fine reason for it. Partially, I've been watching all the Star Wars in order. And I'm like, more than halfway done.
I can't find anything to watch.
Yeah, we've been trying stuff though. We watched the
what was some new stuff? I feel like I've
we watched the old dads on Netflix with Bill Burr's movie. Isabel tapped out immediately because a pregnant woman gets slapped at one point in the stomach by this little demon child.
It was just not funny. I don't know. Ugh. It was not funny to me.
It was like boomer humor for sure. Like it had funny parts in it.
Yeah, it had some good jokes. It definitely did. I was laughing in certain parts.
It was one of the better free Netflix things.
I don't know how much budget they had. Like it just was,
we also watched the Machine movie, and that was actually fucking pretty hilarious. Good. Yeah. So really definitely funny. Watch the Machine on Netflix. We watched Godzilla 2014.
Oh yeah, we did. Since the last movie. How'd you like it? That's the Godzilla that I was like, because I saw that in theaters when it came out. So
see, we kind of watched that at like the beginning of the month, so I kind of even remember which. That wasn't Shin Godzilla, right?
Oh, maybe we didn't finish it.
No, we finished it. I remember. Because,
like, the mom runs in the bunker, and then...
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the fucking goddamn Walter White in it.
Walter White's in it. Yeah, that shit...
No, we did finish it. Well, maybe, yeah, we maybe did. We did. Finished it. Walter White was so good in that shit. That scene when he had to close the door had me emotional.
But what happened to him? You remember. So what happened to him?
Yeah, he dies by the fucking... He gets shot, right?
No.
Or is it a bomb? What the fuck? I can't remember what happened.
I don't think we finished it.
No, we definitely finished it. We definitely finished it. Because I remember that his son, I remember, is like running through the city and shit like that. And it's like, bro should have died like 40 times. And somehow just plot armored through
it. They had a Call of Duty mission to go and kill the eggs. Yeah,
because remember that was the other thing. I kept being like, bro, like, he just kept being like, yeah, I'm in the army. And they're like, oh, okay, here you go. You're in our mission now.
Yeah.
Like, he just kept walking into like private meetings. Like, he's like, I was in the army once 6 years ago. And they're like, come on, sniper. I was like, bruh.
There was his dad fucking was, so bad. And he knew about the info from his dad.
Yeah,
his
and
dad
then I remember they did blow up the fucking eggs. Yeah, they blew up the egg shit. So, like, I get it. But also, dog.
I don't think we finished it, but yeah.
We finished that shit. I definitely remember the end. We remember the whole way up to the end of that bitch.
How did it end?
Didn't he? That's when we see him do the nuke breath too, like the charge up for the first time.
Oh well, yeah, he does do that. Yeah. Oh yeah, because we saw him open up the mouth and he does it into the mouth, and that shit was fucking fire. He killed the female or some shit. It was the female.
It was disrespectful.
Fuck that female. Yeah.
And the male was like way smaller.
He was the flying one.
Yeah. See, we watched that motherfucking shit. It was just like 4 weeks ago, and I've watched like fucking all. I watched like six Star Wars movies. Three Star Wars shows, two Star Wars animes. Like, I'm literally right now in timeline order, I'm the whole way up to fucking book six. Or, no, I guess not book six, movie six.
That's not bad. How have you been feeling about it? Have you watched it in order?
Like, I've been really fucking
a lot of shit. You've been watching a lot of it. Like, which one's your favorite? Because there's like movie, show. What is the top?
Honestly, it's crazy because I hated so much on Andor. Andor made me pause on it for like a week and a half because the first four episodes were so mid.
Right.
But the next eight episodes slapped so hard. The prison break scene was crazy. The whole prison thing. Yeah, I showed you the speech. Because I wouldn't know
that actor saved it. Because he's an actual good fucking actor. Yeah.
Right, you said Gollum? Yeah.
Yeah,
that speech had me one. I was going about to help him break out of prison, bro.
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
I was like, hell yeah.
I could tell he saved that shit, yeah.
And then, well, and the other guy, too, the main Andor, is a good actor, too. And then he's in the Rogue One movie, which I watched right after that. I did not know this motherfucker died in Rogue One. I didn't know Andor's not even alive anymore. I was like, I literally, when he died, I sat, like, the whole time they get the plans out to the death, and without them, there is no rebellion at all. Everyone's dead without them. Without them getting the Death Star plans off that planet and up to the ship, which eventually goes to R2. Also, shout out R2 for fucking carrying so hard. It's so unbelievably hard.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then, so, like, the whole time, like, I'm waiting, like, the movie's over, like, they shoot the planet with the Death Star, and I, like, see, like, the big-ass fucking tsunami coming near them, and they're just, like, sitting on the ground. I'm like, someone pick them up. Come on, a ship is supposed to swoop in here and pick these two up. And then they just, like, hug, and the planet just dies, and they all die.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Damn, Rip. I mean, I guess you don't really get to see the Death Star get put into action. I mean,
you motherfucking do it
in that show. I meant like, but I don't remember.
You see it. You see it in Andor. You see that's like literally the point of Andor was they were showing you what you see it tested two times in Andor.
So they were just showing the destruction of it.
Yeah, like you literally see it. You get to see them even like when they just like do a little test one of it when they like take out like the Jedi home in the first one, like their Holy Land or whatever the fuck, and. Yeah, so that the Andor and Rogue One combo, because I'm putting them together because that's one story. We followed Andor, you know what I mean? That's who I was following. Definitely my favorite movie so far was Revenge of the Sith? Is that the one, the third one with Anakin?
Obi-Wan and Anakin have that
fight. Have their brawl. That lightsaber duel is still one of the best fucking lightsaber duels. Like, and honestly,
I grew up on those ones, and those will always be my favorite.
He put so much more, like, shout out fucking Hayden. Like, he put so much pressure. Like, he literally looked at these lightsaber duels from these first three, because I'm on the original three, right?
Right.
These are not the same lightsaber duels.
Right.
These are not the lights. That's been the most telling thing out of all of the whole world building, everything. The thing that's been the least convincing is, like, how did they go from those fights to this trash-ass fighting Luke is giving me right now? Like, it's so boring to watch him. I just watched him and Vader fight in the last movie, and it was so boring.
Right?
I was like, what? Well, I mean, I get he was like brand new with the lightsaber, but it's like still.
No, they're trying to fix it and make it look cool. So
watching Hayden and fucking Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is an absolute.
Both of them.
Menace in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And Anakin.
They actually trained for that shit. So, like, I love watching actors actually put effort. Like, how the Sanji, Taz, Skylar actually trained to get them kicks right. Like, this is the level that they can, you know what I mean? It's just
and that's
crazy.
One thing I
this
like even
happens.
About, like, because I watched The Mandalorian also. They did the lightsaber fighting in that one pretty fucking well. Like, a show.
I'm
excited because I haven't gotten to watch Ahsoka yet.
Right.
But she has, like, a 2-episode cameo in Mandalorian. And she was popping the fuck off with her dual lightsaber. So I'm hyped to watch her show. I think hers is like either next or the one after that.
Right.
So she's close to in my next show.
Right.
But yeah, like these lightsaber fights in the first three movies are not doing it right now for me. The other six with the OG Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn and all that, those were fine. Count Dooku or General Grievous was way weaker than I remember. Like, that motherfucker, he pulled out four lightsabers and Obi-Wan cut off three of his hands immediately. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, why do I remember him being, like, a menace with four lightsabers?
He was just kind of bitched out.
He literally pulled out four lightsabers and Obi-Wan, he literally, within the first, like, two swings, took out two of his hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, now we're down to two.
He just kept trying to run away and then, fucking, I'm going to try some evil, and they fucking got him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like the only one that was like, oh, I can use the Force and fight with my lightsaber is Anakin.
Yeah.
He's, like, the only one who's, like, constantly spamming Force moves while
Obi-Wan
also fucking...
Obi-Wan, too, right? Weren't they both using
he just
the Force
kinda
against each other?
The,
but, like, a little
yeah, but
bit.
Because Anakin was, like, is, like, I'll use this shit all the time. He's, like, I'm spamming both of these moves. I'm doing wild back handspring fucking lightsaber movements, and I'm also going to try to Force
while
choke
while dancing
you.
On lava while trying to just cut your fucking dick
I would have been shitting myself when that thing fell off. You remember? Because you were watching it with
me
when
I
was watching
you.
It.
Yeah.
I would have been shitting myself. And,
and
Obi-Wan was so calm. Like, this motherfucker is built different than these other Jedi. And that's why all the Jedi are dead. Because they were trash.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Obi-Wan and Yoda and Mace Windu were the only ones who were like, about it.
Yeah.
Everyone other fucking like, Jedi's been ass.
Yeah, weak as fuck.
Yeah, I've yet to see Luke do anything crazy. He showed up in Mandalorian, I'll give him that, but I haven't seen Luke do nothing yet. So we'll see. He got one more movie to impress me. Also, Han Solo kind of missed.
I am just going to restart it. I'm going to watch, I got to finish the Mandalorian, and then I want to start on Hisoka, because I want to see all the stuff with Hayden in it.
Yeah,
I want to see
him as
Darth Vader. Yeah, I want to see him in everything that him as Darth Vader.
As like
I want to see
all presence. Because I think it takes place after his death.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's actually there.
No, but I meant like with Ahsoka, I thought like,
Obi-Wan's TV show too?
Yeah.
Slapped.
Right.
People
wasn't
hated
he
on
that
it,
one,
but I
right?
fucked with that shit heavy. Yeah, he wasn't that, and their fight was crazy as shit in that one too.
Right.
he gave us his little fucking all, his little back fucking move all as Darth Vader.
Hell yeah.
The only other comment I have left to say about Star Wars is that Jar Jar Binks gets too much hate, and that C-3PO is the most annoying person in the Star Wars universe. I hate him. Okay, I wish he would just never. He just needs to be gone. He's done nothing.
Is he the golden?
He's done nothing except hold up R2.
Right?
Who's actually be doing shit. Yeah, he's the gold one.
Yeah.
R2's like, dog, I'm on a mission to deliver these. And he's like, oh, we're in a dangerous spot right now. He's like, bro, I have the Death Star plans on me. And you're just bitching and complaining. Damn. He's like, I need a bath. And it's like, bro, just go.
Right.
So, I don't know. I've been loving it, though. Top tier world building. One of the only other franchises that has One Piece level of world building, like, right, with all the different planets that I've been to now at this point, and, like, actually seen in depth.
Right.
What are some other shows that we've fucking been... I put my thing away on accident because I went into a Star Wars hype.
Yeah.
That was pretty much all the shows that we've seen, though, really, honestly.
The David Beckham show that
did watch that. That was good.
I love them. I love them as a couple. I love Victoria and
David. David Beckham cheated, though.
Love them. Shut up. I love them.
I'm not letting it slide.
You don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's
why. So then
why.
You don't know. I don't know.
They went into detail on every single fucking thing in this dude's life on those episodes, on those four episodes. And it was good, but they brushed over that cheating topic so fucking quick. They were just like, no one came forward. I don't know.
That's what we're saying. Nothing happened. They're not going to, like, say, nah, like, they can't keep saying.
Filthy rich.
She said at one point it was fucking rumors. But...
She got.
And she beat his ass.
She got, it's
she
just
came
rumors
out and said
money.
That.
She ate his ass?
No, beat his ass. Like, she fucking hit him. Beat his ass. Oh, my God. No, I think, yeah, she came out and she said, like, when the rumors came out that he was, like, she that they were already, like, just not doing good and just fucking, like, it was really, really tough. It's like, yeah, you're in two different countries. I mean, so I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
But... Yeah, other than him cheating.
I love it. I love them.
Mans can play fucking soccer. I know that.
Yeah, and then fuck you, all of you UK fans that got whatever, all upset.
So upset.
When he fucking, back in that year that he fucking got a red flag and y'all blamed him for couldn't carry the whole team when the rest of the team failed.
Yeah, the whole team was trash.
All right.
Like, if only.
And you literally abused this guy. Like, damn, that's like, I know that their media, it killed Diana. It fucking pushed out Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Like, it's fucking, like, they were just too wild over there. I don't know how it is. Maybe it's better now, but. Really bad back in the day.
And that truly is everything we watched, I think, right?
I think so. I am going to start so the fall of the House of Usher.
It's time to start doing Halloween shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start
getting
spooky vibes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We got to watch the fall of the House of Usher. Spooky we'll try vibes. That. There's some short stories, American Horror Story short stories that they dropped on Hulu. So I've been kind of wanting to kind of give those a chance because I think they're a little spinoff thing, like a little short little one. So
yeah,
kind of want to watch that. But yeah.
Spider-Man. Just dropped. And it's mid as fuck, I heard. Not, but it's like, I'm just really over.
Good,
I don't want to, like, it just sucks
it's
because
a lot of money.
There's like this weird fan base that's chanting game of the year just because it's a Spider-Man game. And like, I get it if that's like your Spider-Man shit. But like, even me, like, One Piece of Odyssey is not game of the year, you know what I'm saying? I didn't champ that as game of the year. That shit was mid.
Yeah.
It's like, even though I'm as big of a One Piece fan I am, I still have a brain. Like,
yeah.
So we have our neighbor, Quentin. He's been on the podcast. You guys all know him. If you listen to these motherfuckers, you know him. He 100% in the game already. We went over last weekend to just check
and
it
he
out and see what it was
easy,
like.
Right? He played on like normal or whatever. Like, he played on normal.
29 hours to platinum trophy the fucking Spider-Man game. All the side missions, he literally showed us the map, everything. He got all the fucking suits, everything. Did all the fucking NC shit.
I don't know about that for $70.
$70? That's what I'm saying. I need 70
like
hours of gameplay.
Let's just say, like, because he's a gamer, like 35 hours of gameplay.
Do they expect you to swing through the city for 30 hours? They're like, that's where the other 30 hours of gameplay comes. You're just supposed to have fun. In the city.
So how much you think it should be 60 hours of game pay?
I think all of my games, I'm cool even paying $70 if there's 70 hours of content.
Right. You're right.
You know
that
I mean?
That they like put into it.
Like
we bought
Cyberpunk. We've been grinding the absolute fucking shit out of Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2.0 update just came out, so that's what made us re-download it and fucking try it out, because they changed everything. Updated pretty much. It's a whole new game.
It was amazing.
And they added the DLC. We didn't get the DLC yet, but we do plan on buying it soon, but it's because we've been playing through it.
Yeah.
And I have literally, between all three of my playthroughs, I have over 200 hours in the game, and it was $60.
Yeah, it was 60.
And now you can get it for like $30, and you're literally, I'm still 200 hours in seeing brand new gameplay shit. Like I crucified a motherfucker the other day.
You can if you choose to keep people alive or don't or whatever, you like, it's crazy how you can go on these little side stories.
An entire side, you don't have to go down. Entire like literally like hour, at least an hour, an hour long side mission. Because I spent the whole day with him.
Yep.
Like we went out and did all kinds of shit. I pissed off his manager. We went and got pizza.
Yeah,
we hung out. Like we did all kinds
the
little, of stuff.
So like the one where I'm still in the because you can play through the game multiple times and still feel like you're playing it differently, and it's so much fun. So then what, the cop downstairs, I never knew, and Dylan told me that, oh, if you do this at this certain, like, or if, like, I talked to them and then I was supposed to go back and like find the grave site of his friend, and I could have saved him.
The cop that committed suicide.
And like
it
could have been a whole little thing, but like I didn't know. Like I honestly went back and he had already done it and he was already gone and I didn't know. Like I could have saved him.
What it is.
Isn't that crazy?
But yeah, there's
isn't
a whole,
that crazy?
It all depends on how deep you look into their shit. The deeper you look into the game, the deeper the fucking world gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
Even just
the intro, like when, you know what I'm saying? Like when you start the game up and it puts that, it has like a new scene and they'll do like the news report, Johnny will say like canon lines, you know what I mean? Like he'll respond to like the situations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like
fucking crazy.
Yeah, like this
is crazy.
I'm still
it's
seeing
so
new stuff,
good.
And now the cops being as aggressive as they are, like literally, like, 2-star cops are like 5-star GTA cops. Like these motherfuckers do not give a fuck. Like they run you off the bridge. I'm working on a video for the YouTube actually of just like clips and shit of all.
I've
kinds
been a
of
good citizen, so but
stuff.
I will be killing people, and sometimes by accident I'll mess up. But I've been pretty good. I know you've been at what? I was at like 2 stars was my like max that I was ever at. You hit like what? Where you
no, I got
like
the whole
five?
Up to I got 5-star maxed out.
Five
I had
star?
Max tag come. They drop down the big max
really?
Tag ship comes. Yeah, and they'll drop down like 4 or 8 max tag soldiers at once, and they're all like max.
That's
spec
so cool.
The fuck
though.
Out,
I need to see
like,
this happen. You're
sandy, like it's just like 8 dudes just sanding all around, and they're like fucking crazy strong. I couldn't even kill one of them.
What?
Like I stayed alive pretty long, but I couldn't even kill one.
What? Did you get close, like halfway or no? Like
no, I did get close. I almost did kill one, but it was like a point where it was like I was like, okay, I could probably keep healing through this and staying alive, but I just want to kill one. So it was like, I'm not gonna heal anymore. I'm just gonna go DPS to try to kill one, and I almost did it. I think I could do it with the build I have now.
Really?
Yeah. I think maybe I gotta push up my skills some more, but I think I could.
Right.
But it's just so fucking fun. Like, and even just doing that was fun as fuck. And that's just, I could do that all day long. Run from the car. Driving in the car and listening to the radio is fun.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. I just drive
it's
to the next spot I gotta go to. And I'm like, what radio station am I gonna put on? And all the songs are bangers. I'm like, or most of them are bangers. It's all different for that like era.
Guess
yeah,
what?
They're really fucking good.
I made a Spotify playlist just for all of us in the Discord. It's called Segoy 2077. And it's just all of the best songs on
the
best Cyberpunk
ones?
Radio.
Hell yeah.
All of just all of the ones I deem that are like bangers.
Yeah, actually banger. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I think it has like 35 songs on it or something like that.
Hell
the playlist.
Yeah.
And I'm still adding some. There's some like that I can't find on any of the Spotify playlists, but like I hear it in the game on the radio and I Shazam it.
Right.
And then I find it that way. And obviously if it's in the fucking if I hear it in the game, then obviously it's a Cyberpunk song.
Right.
I can't wait to get the DLC and see what the new cars are they added. They added a fuck ton of new cars. Delessio is playing through for the first time. He's never seen the anime Edge Runners. I cannot wait to show him. I did show him the other day when he was streaming it. I had him go do David's mission.
Really?
Just so he could see like that first like 2-minute clip of the anime.
Oh
you know
my
what
God.
I mean? And he was like, dude, it looks mad good. And he's like, I can't wait to watch it. He promised me he won't look anything up though. He's
right.
gonna come watch it here.
Hell
I told him we could watch the first like 4 in Discord together, mm-hmm. but I said for the last 6, you gotta come over here and watch it in person.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then he's not gonna ever be able to listen to that song again.
Nope.
But, yeah, so Cyberpunk has been amazing. I've been addicted to taking pictures again, shit too.
Speaking, I was taking a couple pictures.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm excited. I want you to do it more often, honestly, because it is so fun.
I'm already playing it enough, so.
I'm about to play more. I'm about to play after this. Well, we got Fiat and I after this, and then I'm going to play fucking Cyberpunk. Activision just finally finished its purchase of Blizzard and all that shit. So they were talking, or well, not Activision. I'm a fucking idiot. Microsoft bought all that shit, Activision and Blizzard. So they literally, the CEO, he said their first order of business is to bring Guitar Hero back.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to be getting a new Guitar Hero game, probably not for another 2 years. But Tim already tweeted at them and was like, hopefully we can make it in the game. I fucking replied to them at first, said, hopefully y'all are a bonus track. Or I'm never going to beat the story. The fuck, I got to pass your shit, dog? No, thank you. Are you a boss?
It's like the,
yeah, like, you fucking play this ass on the bonus list, so I can just play it for funsies. Talking about new video games, you're finally about to get your pre-alpha key for Puff Pals.
I literally just put in my email to get the alpha Steam key or whatever that they're going to send.
Some of you know that's a game that she found forever ago. In the Discord.
On Kickstarter, and yep. I've never supported a Kickstarter before. This first is my first one. Yeah, I spent like $30 or $40. Or
something. Yeah, I think it was like $35.
And I got the Discord access, which I am in. That took a little bit. It was kind of annoying in order to get in that and make it all work and have the channels unlocked. But I did that, and then yeah, now we're about to get the. I guess this is like a rough sketch of the game. I guess they're still really working on it, but. I don't know. I put in because they gave me like a survey and it asked me like, what level of gamer are you? And it was like professional was the highest one. And then experience. So I clicked experience and it was like, what games are you playing right now? And it gave me like a note. And I was like, Cyberpunk 2077. And then it was like, what other cozy games have you loved? And I was like, it said Animal Crossing.
Disney Dream Light Land
Village. Yeah, I clicked on that one and Animal Crossing. And I was like, all right, like all the questions were pretty good. So. Hopefully they take that little survey for what it is, but I think it'll be good.
I hope it's everything you wanted, and it's like you finally get your chill, relaxing, not broken ass game.
Animal Crossing style type, yeah, cutesy little. I can customize.
It looks
everything,
like as long as everything, you know, what I'm saying, as long as they hold up and they don't like overflow their servers and shit like that on the original, like on the release date or whatever.
Yeah,
because it's been like a while, like at least a year.
Yeah. They've been putting a lot of time into it, so I'm hoping that it like the more they put the time in, the better the product is. So I'm not trying to like call out big gaming studios or anything. It's just
I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
So yeah.
Starfield.
I'm excited though, and then not only that, but the Shire, is that what it's called? The Shire, whatever. This other cozy game is coming out, and it is like it's a Lord of the Rings, a Hobbiton town themed game. Is like
Hobbiton.
Hobbit, is that what's it called? Yeah. Hobbit, whatever. Yeah. So the Hobbit little bit. So I'm assuming that's going to be like a hopefully a customizable queue or whatever. They're I don't know.
Well,
all they showed
that.
Was a little. So yeah, it's going to be like this. I mean, it is, but I don't know what it's going to look like at all. So I'm excited to see more of that. That'll be coming out next year. Next year they announced it. Yep. All these cute games going out. You know what I'm saying?
Everything going to come out on that new fucking PS5 Slim. You know what I'm saying? All you PS5 players, you now wasted your money.
Yeah, true.
But I'm just going to let it at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just been enjoying my PC, playing Cyberpunk on the PC.
That you can
DeLessio
get for $30.
Been grinding fucking Cyberpunk real hard as well. And it's just been a grand old time. So another short episode, but I appreciate you all being here. I think we have a Sans Wano maybe next, or a halfway point checkup with Tyler for One Piece.
Oh
maybe
God,
as the next
been
episode.
One Piece.
Yeah, we got Taven's
got
like 600 in.
She's
yeah,
in
she's like 200 episodes in, something like that.
Jenna is
Taven's,
almost done with Dressrosa.
Yeah, Mitch is like 700, 800 episodes in. They're getting up there. Everyone's getting up there real hard. But thank you all for coming up and checking out the summit. I'm sorry the episodes have been so spaced out. I promise next year we'll be better with them. But you know, I still got one or two out a month. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying. but we'll try harder. Hopefully I'll have this tier list ready, and there's a mall update coming as well. I have like 25 mall
anime. The anime award, but
yeah,
but
that's
sorry,
gonna be like
the Sigourney Summit
end
award.
Be like
I know,
Christmas
but that's
time.
Like come it's a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna be voting here soon. I'm gonna get some of the voting started for sure. We're gonna
start getting out there more.
But thank you all for coming up to the summit. Be safe traveling down. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. Share with a friend. Follow here. Peace.